Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent.
So, Stephanie, we're standing outside of the expo hall on the first day. And you've been on before because you had that great idea for the end of year package. So we included you in some of our clubhouse.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm happy to be back on. And yes, we're at the Virginia Association of Governmental Procurement Vendor Showcase. So we're excited to have about 53 vendors here showcasing the goods and services that they offer. And we have over 150 members that are participating in this showcase from throughout the state. So we have representation from state, city, county, K through 12, higher education, water authorities, aviation authorities. So a good mix of representation here.
And so both Restate, your day job, and then you're the president this year, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, I'm the procurement director of Chesterfield County by day. And I volunteer, and I'm currently the president of the Virginia Association of Governmental Procurement for 2023.
So what have been some of the priorities that you've been working on in your reign as president?
Certainly, we are looking to, you know, our mission as the association is to elevate the procurement profession, to support procurement professionals. So we're always looking at new avenues to provide education. We are looking at ways to support our members through common trends. So we're doing some research efforts to do some benchmarking with agencies throughout the state. Many of us have the same needs as far as looking at turnaround time, staffing levels. So we're going to pull all of those resources together in one place so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Something else that we're looking at doing is getting a one-stop shop toolbox resource kit for our members on our webpage. So instead of going to a bunch of different websites to find information, if you want to know commodity trends, if you want to know technology best practices, our members can visit our website and have a single page to be able to click through and locate the resources from various different sites all pulled into one.
So you've got a couple of days here. I got a chance to do my presentation on Talking It Up, where we do it in un-keynote style. We have three different kind of embedded games that get people talking to each other and talking about how they talk about procurement. And I was pleased that people participated and did the rest. How'd you come away from that discussion?
Yeah, I thought it was a very lively discussion. We had lots of member participation. It was nice to hear some of the conversations that came out of those sessions. I think, you know, we do what we do well. We don't always sell it. And that was my takeaway, is we have to look at who we are trying to attract, you know, into the profession, the younger generation, what's attractive, what's important to them. Our values and what attracted us to procurement may be different than that. So how do we adjust the message? How do we sell ourselves and not sell ourselves short? That was a big message for me, is I just do procurement. It's a lot more than that. So learning how to communicate effectively and really sell ourselves.
So it's a good agenda. Seems like you have a lot of really good speakers on. So talk maybe about overall kind of how you feel about the agenda that you pulled together for this event.
Yeah, I think we tried to get a really good mix of different styles of speakers so that the day doesn't kind of blend. Each of the session has its unique flavor so that we'll keep the members interested. Tomorrow we have breakout sessions, so it's a deeper dive. Today was all general sessions. Tomorrow, you know, the members will have the ability to pick tracks that really pique their interests and more specialized areas. And then we'll end the conference on Wednesday with some more general sessions. And hopefully the wrap-up will empower people to take the information that they received at the conference and put it into action back in their day jobs and in their organization.
Yeah, I'm doing something on Leaf Funds, a survival guide. And part of that is talking about the amount and the variety of federal programs that came across. And so a lot of that is going to end up inevitably putting pressure on the procurement shop. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm in the energy breakout room, which I think must be the best breakout room. It has the name energy, so.
You can't go wrong with energy. No, I'm excited about your session. I think it's something that's very relevant right now. We were inundated with all these funds and all the parameters around spending, and I think there was a lot of gray area. So we certainly want to make sure as we continue to spend those funds that we are in a place that we're not jeopardizing those procurements or potential paybacks in the future. So I think it's something that members will definitely benefit from.
Formally, May 11th is the end of emergency and exigency, so that's part of what we're going to talk about in there. So it has been on the list, but it's going to come further to the front of the list. Well, it's nice to be out here by the water, enjoying being here, and thank you for letting me speak a couple of times, and thanks for coming on and saying a couple words.
It's a pleasure to have you here, as always, and look forward to more opportunities in the future.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.